The Equifax of Life. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. I know, what's the point of even covering data breaches anymore? I guess to shame the corporations that let it happen. And yet, the real criminals are the hackers, right? Yes, it's bad to leave the car unlocked, but that doesn't excuse the guy who steals it. So shaming Equifax for leaking 143 million records only goes so far. We need to get at the hackers. I asked cybersecurity expert Jason Glassberg how to find them so we could pour crazy glue on their keyboards, but he doesn't know where they are. What he does know is that they made off with a lot. Name, address, social security number.
This kind of data's got a term for it in the underground circles. It's known as a fools. Fools meaning it's a full data set.
And they steal it so they can sell it to other cyber criminals. You know what they charge? $20. That's what everything about you is worth.
You multiply $20 by 143 million, you can see it's potentially quite a lot of money.
So they sell you out for $20 a pop and use the money for who knows what, probably pimple cream. And about all you can do is daily pat downs of your account.
I mean, I know I literally have to go and monitor my accounts. I'm going to probably move that up to every day.
More time in front of a screen. Whoopee. But as always, technology to the rescue. Did you see the breakthrough feature on the new iPhone X? 3D facial recognition instead of a password. The software even compensates for the aging process. And as that technology spreads, the day is coming when no crook can get access to your accounts unless he kidnaps you. I can't wait. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.